I was officer in charge of Cape Race, Newfoundland, on April the 15th, I believe it was, when the Titanic tragedy occurred. But I personally knew Phillips, the chief operator on that ship. He was a personal friend of mine. We'd heard all about this wonderful ship was coming up, and we were keeping a very sharp lookout for her, you see. So on the morning of the day of the tragedy, we picked her signals up. She was about 750 miles east of Cape Race at that time. And a chap named Godwin, my third operator, rushed in and he says, "My God, Grace, the Titanic has struck a berg." And I called Phillips, asked what we could do to assist. So he told me to stand by and he would get back to me, which I did. Meantime, he established immediate contact with a number of other ships. He was sending out both the CQD and the SOS. Now, the SOS had just recently come into practice. That was the official distress call. But prior to that, the CQD was the official. That was a Marconi manufactured one. It never had official recognition, but through practice, it had become officially recognized. So, Philip recognized that the SOS had been so recent in operation that not all ships might recognize it. I think that's where he exercised very excellent judgment. So he would call CQD and then follow immediately with SOS and give the ship's position, latitude and longitude, tell them what had happened, and then he kept that up every few minutes and ships would respond, of course. I was admiring him for the judgment he was using, rather than fearful of his death. He was a first-class operator in a fast telegraphist, but he slowed down his speed from, say, 30 words per minute to 15 words per minute to make sure that every ship hearing the signals could readily copy it. And there was never a tremor from beginning to end throughout all of his transmissions, not once. And he kept the full story going about the condition of the weather, about putting women and children off in the boats, and then he started to say, "Now sinking slowly by the head." And even when he said that, there was never a tremor out of him. And so, presently, about 1:30 Newfoundland time, silence. Nothing more was known until the Carpathia managed to get messages through the Olympic and to us, telling all about having proceeded to the scene and picked up everything that was to be picked up and was proceeding on its voyage to New York.